FEMA will be stepping in to fund landslide mapping in Sitka. The Alaska Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys, who will be leading the research project, announced the news earlier this week. Deanne Stevens, a chief geologist for DGGS, says the agency has been given $110,000 for 2 years of research through a program called FEMA Risk Map. The goal is to create a comprehensive map of landslide risk in the Sitka area. Sitka was given a competitive edge for this funding through new LIDAR data collected by DGGS this summer in partnership with the National Park Service and U.S. Army's Corps of Engineers Cold Regions Research and Engineering Laboratory. The data set, which mapped Sitka's topography with a laser beam, will provide a useful foundation for the team's work.
I'm very pleased that we're going to be able to help out the people in Sitka with this. They've been so responsive and so accommodating and so helpful in the immediate response work that we did there and the field work that we've done since then. And we really look forward to working with them more and giving them what they need to have a safe community as they move forward and start planning for the future.
In addition to the LIDAR data, the research team will analyze already existing geologic data and modeling algorithms for landslide hazard. The research project officially began on Saturday, October 1st, and the final report is due in September of 2018. But Stevens adds the data will be made available to the public as it's collected.
There won't be any delay in sharing this information with the community and emergency responders.
FEMA was already working to develop a multi-hazard risk report for the Sitka area when the Kramer Avenue landslide occurred. The slide, triggered last August by heavy rainfall, tore through a subdivision and took the lives of three men. Since then, the city has contracted with the Seattle-based geotechnical firm Shannon and Wilson to develop a comprehensive landslide map and recommendations for mitigation in the South Kramer Avenue and the Gavin Hill area. That South Kramer report was published in February, and the Gavin Hill report is due in December. City Administrator Mark Gorman says the mapping will inform how Sitka develops moderate and high-risk zones and how properties in those zones are managed.